Elihu said this. He started from somewhere, then he got here. He said, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Another version says, give them enlightenment. That's what it says. Another version also says other things. Today, we want to sing a simple song unto you. The song says, breathe upon us. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 that there was chaos upon the earth. And when the Holy Ghost hovered upon the waters, the Bible said there was peace. There was peace. He brought stillness. Hallelujah. I want to lift up this song unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that as we avail ourselves as vessels, Lord, you use us, oh God, and that your spirit will hover upon us in every situation, oh God. Very simple song says, Father to child, Spirit to spirit, I'm lightened by your word. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Very simple song, right? Father to child, Spirit to spirit, I'm lightened by your word. Yeah. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. Yeah. That's how I change my world. And the chorus is even simpler. It says, just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name. Breathe, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Very simple song. Hey, say, Father to child, Spirit to spirit, I'm lighted by your word.
Lighted by your word.
Hey, and with your breath of life,
with your breath of life,
that's how I come alive. Father to child,
Father to child,
Spirit to spirit, I'm lighted
by your word.
Oh, oh, oh. And with your breath of life,
with your breath of life,
that's how I come alive. And
that's how I change my world.
Father, we thank you for your presence today. Say, just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe.
By the breath of the Holy Ghost today.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name.
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name.
Breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, sir. Just breathe your name. One more time. Say, just breathe your name upon us, Holy Ghost.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe the breath of life wherever life comes, Jesus. Where death is, let life remain. Oh God,
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh.
Just breathe your name upon me. Just breathe your name upon me. One more time, Father to child, yeah.
Father to child,
Spirit to spirit, I'm lighted by your word. With your breath of life,
with your breath of life,
that's how I come alive.
That's how I come alive.
And that's how I change my world.
That's how I change my world.
Father to child,
Father to child,
I'm lighted by your word.
Lighted by your word.
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, with your breath of life,
with your breath of life,
that's how I come alive.
That's how I change my world.
Let your voice with me in this room say, just breathe your name. Just breathe your name upon me. Please, Holy Spirit, please, just breathe your name
upon me.
For where the breath of life is,
Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name. Breathe, Lord.
There is liberty and there is so much joy.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Just breathe your name upon me. Say,
just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
By the inspiration of the Holy Ghost today.
Just breathe your name upon me.
Breathe. Oh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name.
Breathe.
more times. Say, just read your name upon me, say.
Just read your name upon me, please.
By the power of the Holy Ghost, yes.
Just read your name upon me.
Rapana namasite, Yod-he-wa-he.
Yod-he-wa-he is your name.
Just read your name, just read your name.
Just read your name upon me, please.
One more time. Just read your name upon us.
Just read your name upon me, please.
Where there is death, bring life, oh God. Where there is sickness, bring health, oh God. Where there is loss, bring peace, oh God. Yeah, your name. Ramani mako shena yama. Retani beko deva.
Rapaya lava seke.
Now let up the sound of worship. Let up the sound of worship in this room today. Every worship you got. Oh, we worship you, God. Shut the hell, my head is your name. Rama Kanta Nanima Sana. Retene Namakusa Taya. Retene Namasute Kepa. Remakusne Zantiete. Rapana Namasite Tayawa. Yekete Masute Namasaya. Yemanusne Vene Namayande. Yikete Robase Tayawa. Ye Paradibasote Yemasita. Just like in the beginning, where you first formed me, in the place of prayer.
Breathe
the breath of God upon us, God. Just be. Yeah, just like in the beginning, where you first formed me, in the place of prayer. Yeah, Lord, your heaven. Ratana namasike namasa, yeta masonde benanamiasa, regete tayasa, yete teta. Two more times, hey. Just like in the beginning. Where you first saw me, Jesus, in the place of Koinonia. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Your heaven.
Ramana manamaya, ratana namasata. One last time. For there's a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Your name is your name.
Just breathe your name. Just breathe your name. Just breathe your name. Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name.
By the power of the Holy Ghost today.
Just breathe your name.
One more time, just speak your name.
Just speak
your name upon me, God.
Just speak your name upon me,
by the power of the Holy Ghost today.
Your heaven,
just
speak
your name upon me.
Just
speak
your name upon me.
Lift your voice in this room one more time. Someone, just breathe your name upon me. Lift your voice. Come on. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Oh God. Yod-heh-wah-heh is your name. That's the name that the Jews fear to mention. Oh God. Bible said, we who are not a part of the commonwealth of Israel, we've been grafted into the family. Oh God. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Our time is fast spent. Lift your voice one more time. Just breathe your name upon me. Oh, where there is death, let there be life, oh God. Yod-heh-wah-heh is your name. Just breathe your name upon me, say. Just breathe your name. Come on, come on, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in this room. Makata, lift up your sound, lift up your sound. Lift up your sound, lift up your sound. Lift up your sound.
Give it up. Woo! 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 Speak in the spirit, as many who can. Just lift up your voice. Mato rakata kabaya. Menterebebo rokoto shakataya. Just lift up your voice. As many who can speak in the spirit. Just begin to declare. Mato rakata kaya. Maten terebebe. Rokoto shanterebe. Rekato kabaraba. Let it rise. Let it rise. Manta kataya. Manto rababo. Rekete, rekete. Mosokoto kabaraba. Rikaton terebebebe. Rakata kabaya. Let the heavens be open. Mato rekato. Mato rakabe. Rekata katakaya. Maskata, maskataka. Manterebebe. Rokatosh katakabaya. Labrantakata. Let weaknesses give way. Mato rekata kabaya. Librantakata. At the mention of the name Jesus. At the mention of the name. At the mention of his name. In the name of the Lord. Maro Basaka. Yahweh. 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 Jehovah is his name. Marababosh. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Makarababo. Let it be. At the mention of the name. At the mention of the name. Every knee shall bow. Every demon shall flee. Every bewitchment shall be broken. Every spell shall be broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is his name. Oh. We are crazy about that name. And we shall speak about that name. Because at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. Jesus, 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 his name is Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That is the name I'm crazy about. That is the name I'm crazy about.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. About the love of God. Hallelujah. And there are so many ways to describe this love of God. And Paul, in describing the love of God, says that it is so wide that the mind cannot wrap around it. He says that it is so deep that the mind cannot comprehend it. It is so high that nobody in this world can fathom this love that we're talking about. This love can also be described as the everlasting love of God. It can also be seen as the unconditional love of God. It can also be seen as a forgiving love of God, a sacrificial love of God. And it can also be described as the unfailing love of God. And that is what we're looking at today. Can someone shout it out? The unfailing love of God. Shout it out. The unfailing love of God. One more time. The unfailing love of God. And that is what we want to look at in the light of the scripture. Psalm 32. Psalm 32, he said, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sins the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you whilst you may be found. Surely, the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will entrust you. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with all, I will counsel with my loving eye on you. Hallelujah. And so this is a prayer or something that David himself said. And he composed this song. It's a song, anyway. He composed a psalm when he fell into the sin with the Bathsheba. The Bible said that once upon a time, when all men were supposed to be going to war, then King David, who was supposed to be leading the army, decided to be at home. And then he was at home, and then some way, somehow, decided to be having some rest in his balcony. And then there come in his balcony, he was beholding pornography. Hallelujah. He behold, and he watched the first time. Instead of getting up and say, King, you are a king. Get inside your room. He said, I have power. Then he watched a second time. Hallelujah. Sometimes the first one may not be as dangerous as the second one. It's the second one that gets the picture upon your mind. Hallelujah. So when you look once, hey, can you flee? And don't look a second time. Hallelujah. Because the second one always have the capacity to imprint it upon your brain. And so throughout by noon, then it will flash. By 4 p.m., then it will flash. Then by 6 o'clock, it will flash. By 8 o'clock, you are calling the person. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that instead of he fleeing, he called Bathsheba and slept with Bathsheba. And the girl got pregnant. The husband of Bathsheba was at war. And then trying to cover up what he has done, because that is what will always happen. One sin will lead to another sin. Amen. And so you will see in the morning, your boss will ask you, just tell her that you have done it. If you try to cover up, the next sin will come. Your boss will not kill you. If they have to fire you for telling the truth, let them fire you for telling the truth. For the truth shall always set you free. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And so he sent for the boss, and we all knew the story, how he schemed and then finally killed, got Uriah murdered in anticipation to cover up what he has done. And so the Bible said that then the sin came after him. The punishment, the consequences came. Because even though God is so loving, God is so forgiving, sometimes you can go and do the thing that he will forgive you, but the consequences will be there. It doesn't mean God has not forgiven you. You have prayed and he has forgiven you. But yet still, the consequences will be there. And so after reflecting and reflecting, then he decided to write this psalm. Knowing that what I have done, sleeping with somebody's wife when I'm not supposed to, then going further and killing the person's husband just so that probably I'll cover up and nobody will know about it. One of the grievous sins you can ever commit on earth. Murdering somebody, killing somebody. And you can do all the risks you want to do. I may not see it. We may not see it. The pastoral team members may not see it. But God will surely see it. You cannot hide it from God. And the reason why you are under guilt and you don't feel like coming to church is because you think nobody has seen you, but God has seen you. And so the guilt will follow you. The consequences will follow you. You will not even feel like praying. The devil will come at you to attack you, to accuse you every day of your life. And that was exactly what was happening to him. And so when he cried unto God, and the Bible said that God forgave him. You remember when the prophet came and then they gave the parable, and then he said, that person needs to be killed immediately. Then they say it was you. Then immediately they say it was you. The Bible said that he lay prostrate and then confess his sin and make amends with God. And then when he says that this kind of sin, I shouldn't have been forgiven, then he sat, reflected, and then he wrote this psalm. And said, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven. Transgression is something probably you don't know that you do, or you should do, that you are not aware that you are supposed to do, and so therefore you didn't do. It's a transgression. Are we together? Something that you didn't know and you did, or you are supposed to do and you didn't do, it's a transgression. So he says that blessed is the one whose transgression, favored is the one whose transgression has been forgiven, whose sins are covered. Sin is something you know that you are not supposed to do, but you do it. It's a sin. As well as something you know you are supposed to do that you did not do. It's a sin. And that's what the Bible says. He who knows what is right and fails to do it, the person has sinned. And so it's different from transgression and even iniquity. Iniquity goes a step further. The willfulness of the act is termed as iniquity. And so when you do the thing willfully, you plan to go and rape, you plan to take the money, you scheme to cover up, you scheme to tell lies, you scheme to do all the bad things we do, you are committing iniquity. It goes a step further. The willfulness is underlined. So you knew exactly what you were doing. It came like David. He knew exactly what he was doing. One step to the other. Just so that he can sweep whatever he's done under the carpet. Happened to his thing. Is all the fire outbreak real fire outbreak? Are some of them not planned? Are papers not being bent? Are people not being shredded in the office? Are these things not planned? Can I coincidentally want to hide a figure and go and burn a whole house? Don't we see it happening every day? When you do such a thing, you fall in the bracket of iniquity. But he says that favored is the person that transgression has been forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sins the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is not deceit. And he says that when I kept silence, my bones wasted away. And so when you've committed a sin, you've done something wrong, and your conscience cannot prick you, you are in big serious trouble. For what he has done, what David has done, he was not having sleepless nights. He's not able to sleep. The weight, he said, the hand of the Lord is so heavy upon me. The Lord always will come to him and say, what you have done is wrong. What you have done is wrong. What you have done is wrong. It has the tendency of affecting our relationship. And because he has a relationship with the Lord, and the fact that God loves him and loves us, he will not give us peace until we confess that particular sin that you have committed. And that's exactly what he was going through. Day in, day out, the sin was tormenting him. And so the best thing is to just confess that sin. It's not to stop coming to church. It's not to go and commit suicide. It's not to go and do the unthinkable. It's not to think that God cannot love you any longer. And that is the unfailing love we're talking about. That no matter how deep we've been in sin, it could be a transgression, it could be a sin, it could be an iniquity. But the love of God that we're talking about, do not reject people who fall in such categories. That is the unfailing love we're talking about today. And so when we say God's love is unfailing, we say that it goes beyond our rottenness. It goes beyond our iniquity. It goes beyond our fault. It goes beyond all the things we deserve, just to make sure that we are in good standing with him. Why do you have to reject this love? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, when I did not confess my sin, when I did not make amends with God, when I did not go back to God, when Satan is telling me that when I go, God will not forgive me, and I also accepted that lie, and I'm still going on doing what I am supposed to do, when I fail to go back to God, the hand of the Lord is heavy upon me. The guilt I am not able to bear. Day and night, your hand was so heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Hallelujah. And so your defense mechanism will all be broken. That which you can stand on to be able to defend yourself is no longer there. More or less, you are on your own, because nobody will be fighting for you any longer. Hallelujah. And so at that point, the devil can go and say, have you considered your son, Felix, the things he has done? And when the devil goes like that before God to accuse me and to accuse you, God should be as bold as he was in defending Job and say that, I know my son Felix. I know my daughter this. I know my daughter that. He cannot do this. He cannot do that. But the devil will have a ground to accuse and to attack you if the guilt is still there and the sin is not confessed. Hallelujah. And the reason why we need to go back to God with boldness and say, Lord, I have come just as I am. Because he's even said it. Come and let us reason together. No matter how deep, no matter how you have gone, no matter how many abortions, no matter how many money you have stolen in the office, no matter the people you have killed, just come and let's reason together. I have the capacity to forgive you. My love that I have extended towards you is unfailing. I will not change my mind today because you lied. I will not change my mind today because you stole. I will not change my mind today because you stabbed somebody at the back. I will not change my mind. Just come and let's reason together. Hallelujah. Don't sit down for guilt to kill you. Amen. But listen to verse 3. It said, then when I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity, I said I will confess my transgression to the Lord. Then you forgave me, and the guilt of my sin was taken away. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that thing that is troubling you is not to go away from the presence of the Lord. And remember, there is nothing, there's no stain that the blood that was shed for us cannot wash. There's no stain. There is no stain that the blood shed for us cannot wash. And the blood, as relevant as it is 2,000 years ago, that same blood is relevant today and as powerful today. And as many who assess that blood and say, Lord, forgive and cleanse. Let your blood speak for me and let your blood reinstate me unto my position. The blood is available to do that. When I acknowledge that I have sinned, most of us, that is where our problem is. We try to justify even the sin. Instead of going and acknowledging that, yes, Lord, I blew it. Yes, Lord, I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have gone there. I shouldn't have said what I said. Instead of accepting, acknowledging that what I said is wrong, you rather look for means, philosophies, and even scriptures from the Bible to justify what you have done. The guilt will continue to be upon you. And the devil will have a ground to come to you and say, you are not qualified to be covered by the blood. And whatever attack that he will unleash on you, and he will unleash it on you. Acknowledgement of what you have done is critical. Some of the argument is so unnecessary. It's because one party is failing to say that what I have done is wrong. And so what hitherto is not supposed to be an argument will now become an argument. Acknowledge and say sorry, and let's move on. But because you are failing to acknowledge, a beautiful relationship, a beautiful communication will now turn into an argument and a debate when it's not supposed to be a debate. We live in times when it is so easy to justify what you are doing. And sometimes people have courage to even quote scriptures to justify their demonic and negative actions. And they are okay. When you are able to do that and you are okay, you need to come for checkup. You need to come for checkup. Hallelujah. You need to come for checkup. Your word level probably is low. Your spirituality is questionable. When you cannot feel the presence of the Holy Spirit telling you that what you have done is not okay. Where you are going is not okay. And you go through life as if nothing matter. There is something wrong with you, definitely. Acknowledge your sins. Come before him. Ask for forgiveness. That is the only way you can be free. Other than that, you will live with the guilt for the rest of your life. And when the devil wants to torment you with guilt, you have no idea. When the devil wants to give you a playback of what you've done, you have no idea. Hallelujah. Then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. Now you see the statement he made to suggest that he deliberately did what he did. It was a willful sin. One step to the other. The murder of the husband of Bathsheba was premeditated, calculated, and executed beautifully. So he said, when I opened up and I did not cover my iniquity, my willful sin, that the Lord, heavy hand, punishment hand, have been lifted off me, then I am free to do whatever I am supposed to do. Hallelujah. Therefore, let all the faithful pray. All the other brethren and sisters who fall in the same category, come to this God, for he is unfailing. He will never give up on you. He will never give up on us. The love, that unconditional love that he has for all of us, nothing in this world can stop it. Not even the devil. Not even the devil can say, God, you this God, you this Jesus, you cannot love Phyllis. You cannot love Bridget. You cannot love Evida. You cannot love. The devil has no power to go and tell God that you cannot love. But you may not feel the presence of that love when you fail to confess your sin. You will not feel it. Because the devil will have the ground to come unleashing missiles at you for what you have done. But that is all what the devil is looking for. That you will sleep. That he will capitalize on whatever you have done to attack you. Hallelujah. The unfailing love of God is so sure. The unfailing love of God cannot be changed by anything. And so therefore, when you sleep, when you fall, when your flesh disappointed you, or you disappoint yourself, rise up one more time. I said the righteous may fall 7 times, but 7 times that righteous person will still rise. Can you tell yourself, I will rise again, I will rise again. Oh, shout it out, I will rise again. Oh, one more time, I will rise again. It doesn't matter how deep I go, I will rise again. Hallelujah. We shall rise again. If it is too much on you, come and let's talk. We are there. The leaders are there. We can help you out. Tell you what you should do. Because sometimes it can drive you crazy. But the love is still there, shared abroad for us. And as many who confess whatever they have done, the power of the grief, of the guilt will be broken over their life. Hallelujah. Let's take note of this as we close. That anytime you happen to sleep or something has happened or you willfully go and commit the sin, there are 4 things you should take note of. Number one, know that God will never reject you when you come to him. That there is one critical thing you need to know. Because that is why people will go back even to do what they have done the 2nd time and the 3rd time and the 4th time. Because the devil will lie to them that what you have done, when you come to God, he cannot forgive you. But that is a deception from the devil. So know that no matter what you have done, there is no sin on this world that cannot be atoned for. And so the love of God can never reject you. That should be the first thing you should know. God will never reject me. And so rise up and walk boldly and confidently and come back to God. Number 2, learn to confess your sin always. Learn to confess your sin always. Learn to go back to the Lord always. It's one of David's credentials that qualify him to be a man after God's own heart. He's always interested in making amends with God. And the reason why you have to learn to go back to God always, because your relationship with him is at stake. If you don't do anything about it, that relationship, that beautiful, sweet relationship that you have with the Lord will be taken away from you. And when the presence and the relationship of God is taken away, you are dead. You are finished. you cannot sit down for that to be stolen away from you. Because when you go before the Lord and you confess your sin, God, it is as if it has never happened. So he says that as far as the east is from the west, so far have I forgotten what you have done. But if you don't go, what you have done will still be written. It's still there. It's still pending. So learn to go back to God. For if you confess your sin, the Bible says he's what? Faithful and just to forgive all your sin and to forgive you all your iniquities. Know that the love of God will never reject you. Know that it is critical that you return back to God and make amends with him anytime you fall or something happens. Number three, remind the devil you are free. So when you go to God and you ask God to forgive you, now when the devil comes again and says, did you remember what you did yesterday? Now quote him and say, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ, those who have been forgiven, those who are whose sins has been forgotten. So devil, you cannot attack me again. You cannot torment me. You cannot molest me again. You need to be bold and meet the devil face to face. Exercise your authority in the Lord. I am a free person. You cannot attack me any longer. So if he says, because of what you done yesterday, you don't deserve this. He say, no, you are lying. The Lord has already forgiven me. And so I deserve it. It is my right and I shall take it. Hallelujah. Don't just chicken out when the devil appears. Don't chicken out when the thought comes. Don't chicken out when he seeks to accuse you of what has happened yesterday. He is not in charge. He is not in control. The love of God has shielded you and he cannot have anything against you. Hallelujah. God's love will never reject you. Learn to go back to the Lord. Face the devil squarely and remind him that there is therefore no condemnation. You are no longer under any form of sin. And then number three, resolve not to go back to what you have done. Resolve not to go back to the sin you committed. Resolve not to go back to the sin you committed. What did the Bible say? Apostle Paul was questioning the church that, will you say that because God's unfailing love is there, and so therefore we will continue to sin? That's the question. And it's a question God is asking all of us today. Are you saying that because we say that God will not reject you when you sin, and so you walk out of his presence and you go and commit sin? That is a question you need to answer. You cannot do that. You cannot take the grace of God for granted. Knowing that God has forgiven you or going to commit sin willfully is an abuse of the grace that has been extended unto us. It's an abuse. The way you have been shouting that I've been abused. When you willfully go and sin, or you sin because you think God forgave you yesterday, and so today you go again and go and sin, you are abusing the love of God and you are abusing the grace of God. Repent from doing that. You may never be lucky the next time. You may never be lucky the second or the third time. You may never be lucky. No. And so when God has forgiven you and you are a free person, resolve never ever to go back to what you did yesterday. If you cannot contain the lie, pray anything at all that you are struggling with. When you pray about it, God is able to forgive you. Hallelujah. And this is exactly the template our brother David laid down. This is what he happened and this is what he did. Went back to God, make amends. And then he said, with what I have done and God is able to forgive me, his unfailing love never ever fails upon our lives. And so I've come just to encourage someone this morning or this afternoon that you can come back to God again. He is a God of a second chance. You have blew it yesterday, but today another chance is there for you. If you only you master courage and come to him, he is able to forgive. May the Lord himself bless, increase, establish, favor us in all our endeavors. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. And bow down your heads. And bow down your heads. And we want to give opportunity to anyone who wants to more or less embrace this love we're talking about. You want to embrace this mighty love we are talking about. Want to embrace this love we're talking about. Anyone who wants to do that, want to give you an opportunity, want to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to turn from your evil ways. You want your guilt to be lifted off you. You want your sins to be atoned for. This is the moment. This is the hour. Can you just stand to your feet? Anyone who wants to accept Jesus, just stand to your feet and let's pray with you. Let's show you what to do. Let's lead you to Christ, that you can also be a child of God. Or you want to be a member of Calvary Baptist Church, you want to continue to fellowship with us, or you've been coming, your name is not in our book. Can you stand to your feet and let's help you as well? We don't have time. Don't postpone it. Tomorrow may never come. Anyone who wants to accept Jesus, this is the hour. Who wants to turn away from his evil ways, his iniquity, and embrace the love of God, this is the time. Is anyone making a decision for him? I'm throwing the last invitation to anyone. Father, we thank you for today and we thank you for your word. May your blessings be our portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. We are closing. Stand to your feet. Thank you. We'll take it. But Friday, like I said, we'll continue the ministration throughout the